are made.
The Federal Trade Commission filed a lawsuit on Monday to kill Kroger's proposed $25 billion takeover of rival Albertsons. The FTC claimed the deal would hurt supermarket competition and ultimately lead to higher grocery prices. The next presidential primary is today in Michigan. Michigan is the last major primary before Super Tuesday, which will take place next Tuesday, March 5th. Macy's announced this morning it will close 150 stores, 50 of those this year, after posting a fourth quarter loss and declining sales. Macy's stock prices dropped 75% from a peak of $73 a share in 2015. Since then, it has closed nearly 300 stores. Last month, Macy's announced it was laying off about 3.5% of its workforce, or roughly 2,300 employees. The exact list of stores to be closed was not released. A photographer has told police that he was punched in the face by Taylor Swift's father on the Sydney waterfront hours after the pop star's Australian tour ended. Taylor and her father, Scott Swift, had just come ashore from a yacht at the Neutral Bay Wharf. Taylor Swift's representative accused members of the media of aggression during the interaction when two individuals pushed towards Taylor, grabbing at her security personnel, and threatened to throw a female staff member into the water. 8:02 at KZST, time for another check of Sonoma County traffic on this bright, beautiful, and chilly morning. And for that, we'll talk to CHP Officer David Duretti once again. Hello, David. How are the roads?
Good morning, Brent. No crashes to report on. We do have reports of large pieces of wood, Occidental Road and High School Road, and we're going to be en route to check on that and get it cleared out of the way. Otherwise, yeah, looking pretty good. Our commute heading into Santa Rosa, a bit slow. We're backed up to Golf Course Drive. You'll be on and off the brakes up to College Avenue. From the CHP in Sonoma County, this is Officer David Duretti on KZST.
Hi, I'm Debbie Abrams. The designers at Cocostico Home are such lifesavers. I recently took a hard look at my living room sofa and realized, wow, that sofa is not okay. It's time for something fresh. Emily to the rescue. Emily is one of the fabulous designers at Cocostico and all about enhancing our lifestyle. I want my home to reflect my taste and sensibility. And now, thanks to Emily, I have an up-to-date, beautiful sofa. Cocostico has so many choices. She helped narrow down my color and fabric preferences. Their family-friendly and performance fabrics are great for busy homes. Banker Boy and I are empty nesters now, so I got something a little fancier. What a treat. Thanks, Emily. Cocostico Home. Sofas, sectionals, dining tables and chairs, accessories, and the largest lighting inventory in Sonoma County. Remember, shop today and enjoy your new look tonight. On West Steel Lane across from Cottingtown and online at cokasdiko.com.
At Metro, get an iPhone 12 with 5G and a dual camera system for $99.99. Take amazing pictures and share them instantly. And don't put up with life's yada yada.
Yada yada.
Like photo bombers. Zoom, crop out,
yada yada,
and bye.
You don't take yada yada in life, don't take yada yada from your wireless provider. Get iPhone 12 with 5G with no activation fees and nada yada yada. Only at Metro by T-Mobile. Switch to Metro, bring your ID. This offer isn't available for customers currently at T-Mobile or that have been with Metro in the past 180 days.
From the community calendar, the Petaluma Farmers Market runs Tuesdays from 10 a.m. to 1:30. Enjoy fresh fruit, veggies, ready-to-eat items, coffee, flowers, and more. It's all at Lucchese Park. For more information, go to KZST.com. In sports, sad news, Brandon Crawford is no longer a Giant. Reports say pending a physical, he's agreed to join the St. Louis Cardinals. And both the SRJC men's and women's basketball teams will play in the California Community College Athletic Association NorCal Regional Playoffs on Wednesday. The men play College of San Mateo at 5:30 p.m. Then the women take the court at 7:30 against Mission College. Your forecast, lots of sunshine for today, just a high cloud here and there. Mild, we'll go with low to mid-60s. Tonight, clear skies. Overnight, again, chilly with mid-30s. Some patchy frost is possible. Otherwise, tomorrow afternoon, sunny with low to mid-60s. We should have rain back by late in the day on Thursday. And finally, this half hour, some good news for you.
Because I gotta have faith.
George Michael is being honored with a gold coin in England. Prices start at just shy of $20 and soar above $6,700 for a limited edition 2-ounce coin. They are made by the Royal Mint and depict Michael's likeness in trademark aviator-style sunglasses and the 5 o'clock shadow he sported in the video for Faith. Sonoma County, you are now up to date. From the KZST Newsroom, I'm Brent Allen.
The Debbie Abrams Morning Show on KZST. All she asks is for total obedience.
You've been running around, throwing that dirt all on my name. Cause you knew that I'd call you up. You've been going around every party in LA. Cause you knew that I'd be at one. Oh. I know that dress is karma, perfume regret. You got me thinking about when you were mine. Just want attention. You don't want my heart. Maybe you just hate the thought of me with someone new. Yeah, you just want attention. I knew from the start. You're just making sure I'm never getting over you. Oh. You've been running around, throwing that dirt all on my name. Cause you knew that I'd call you up.
County's KZST, the Debbie Abrams Morning Show, and it is time once again for Random Acts of Kindness, where I will tell you the task at hand, explain how to do it, and have you call me in the studio to volunteer and execute it. My number, 707-284-1000, 707-284-1000. Redwood Credit Union has made this possible by giving us the $100 bills to do the Random Act, so thank you, RCU. Okay, here is the plan. I need someone to swing by the radio station, pick up the $100 bill. So if you do not know, KZST and Costo French Bakery are hosting a leap year birthday celebration event this Thursday, February 29th at Costo on the Go next to the local airport. We are celebrating leap year birthdays come around one time every 4 years. So the first 29 listeners who show up get an individual Decadence chocolate cake for their unique birthday. As far as the random act goes,
I want you to walk up to someone with a leap year birthday at the event and say, hi, I am sure you've done something nice for someone in your life, in your past. Today is the day you are rewarded for that. Here's $100. Here's $100. This is a random act of kindness. Happy leap year birthday. Do something fun with the money and walk away. Very simple. If you would like to do this week's random act, give me a call in the studio, 707-284-1000. It is a leap year birthday random act from KZST.
Leave your dream high in the quiet of the night. You know that I caught it. Bad, bad boy, shiny toy with a price. You know that I bought it. Killing me slow, out the window. I'm always waiting for you to be waiting below. Devils roll the dice, angels roll their eyes. What doesn't kill me makes me want you more. Just screw it up in these trying times. We're not trying. So cut the headlights. Summer's a knife. I'm always waiting for you just to cut to the bone. Devils roll the dice, angels roll their eyes. And if I bleed, you'll be the last to know.
Sonoma County's KZST. It is 8:14. If you want to do my random act of kindness for leap year birthdays, give me a call in the studio, 707-284-1000.
She's just a girl and she's on fire. Hotter than a fantasy. Lonely like a highway. She's living in a world and it's on fire. Filled with catastrophe. But she knows she can fly away. Oh, she got both feet on the ground and she's burning it down. Oh, she got her head in the clouds and she's not backing down. This girl is on fire.
fire. Know that you feel me somehow. You're the closest to heaven that I'll ever be, and I don't wanna go home right now. And all I could taste is this moment, and all I can breathe is your life. And sooner or later it's over. I just don't wanna.
KZST, welcome to your Tuesday. It is 8:21, 45 degrees in Santa Rosa. Good morning.
At Empire College of Law, our students aim to positively impact their communities after graduation.
Having been a law student, I'm really loving getting to come back and be a teacher at the law school because I really look forward to helping law school students as they navigate this very unique and vulnerable time in their life and how I can help better prepare students as they deal with the rest of their law school experience, the bar exam, and then their eventual career.
Visit EmpireCollegeofLaw.org.
Pajamas are comfy and help me get a good night's sleep. But many foster kids don't even have PJs. To help foster kids feel at home on that first night, Mancini Sleep World and the Ticket to Dream Foundation are hosting a new pajama collection drive in all Mancini Sleep World locations. Whether it's footy PJs, nightshirts, or sweats, we'll match them with a foster kid or teen. Just drop off new PJs in any size to your local Mancini Sleep World store. To learn more, visit sleepworld.com.
Does your business need advertising but cash flow is a challenge? Then contact us at the My Sonoma Deals program. It's a cashless program based on trade. Are you a restaurant, a golf course, a boutique, car wash, bowling alley, jewelry store, or florist? There are so many categories. Contact My Sonoma Deals now to find out if your business qualifies. Just go online to MySonomaDeals.com and click on contact. That's MySonomaDeals.com and click on contact.
If you're a leap year baby with a birthday on February 29th, you only get to celebrate every 4 years. So KZST and Costo on the Go at the Santa Rosa Airport have plans to make this one special for you. Debbie Abrams will be at Costo on the Go Thursday, February 29th at noon. And the first 29 people with February 29th birthdays will receive a chocolate decadence cake from Costo on the Go. Happy birthday, leap year babies, from Costo on the Go at the airport and 100.1 KZST.
I got my first real six string, bought it at the Five and Dime, played it till my fingers bled. Was a summer of 69. Me and some guys from school had a band and we tried.
KZST. I'm Debbie Abrams, and up next, my kind of sports story. Major League Baseball uniforms said to be a little risque. The players are showing them off during spring training and maintain they're a bit see-through and causing some embarrassment when they wear white tops and white pants. And apparently some say the tucked-in jersey makes it look like the players are wearing diapers. Nike has been designing MLB uniforms since 2020. The company is working on the issue. I personally don't have a problem with the uniform. I may actually tune in now.
You must be my So far.